Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
So yesterday we were talking about scent branding. Let's kind of explain what it is. People generally remember about 35% of what they smell, but only 5% of what they see.
That's very interesting. So because of that, smells are a new and interesting way of branding and marketing products, getting customers to associate a smell with a product they like, or introducing a product to new customers by blasting them with a wonderful smell that might, for example, make them walk into the store
Yep.
and spend some more time there.
Exactly.
Or spend more money, hopefully.
Yeah, because if a store has a pleasant smell, mm-hmm. a smell that makes you feel at home,
Yep.
you might be likely to stay in there for longer, see something you like, and buy it.
Interesting.
Now, stores and other businesses, we mentioned gyms and hotels, they choose smells that will have a positive effect on people. However, those smells might be a little too strong sometimes and result in people sneezing.
That's right.
So it's a bit of a balancing act. Today we're going to look at a few more examples of how scent branding can be used. Let's read through the article.
Reading.
Branding through smell. Chances are, we have all experienced scent branding, even if we didn't realize it. Even products can be part of this type of marketing, such as with Play-Doh. A researcher named Martin Lindstrom did a study on the smell of Play-Doh. He found that children recognized the scent right away, and adults who smelled it immediately thought of their own childhood. Samantha Goldworm of the scent marketing firm 1229 says that successful scent branding takes local culture into account. People tend to like the smells that they grew up with or find in their environment. For example, light, airy smells work best in the U.S., while laundry smells work better in the UK. However, she says that companies must be careful not to use too much scent in their stores. For example, in 2010, people complained about the smells being too strong in Abercrombie and Fitch stores. The brands that have been most successful in scent marketing use subtle, appropriate smells. After all, the nose knows what it likes.
So the article begins here, chances are we have all experienced scent branding, even if we didn't realize it.
Really?
Yep, so that's true. This phrase, chances are, means it is likely that something something. So if we say, chances are that you or someone you know likes to play Pokemon Go, then we say, yes, it's likely that you or somebody you know, a friend or a family member, likes to play Pokemon Go. So chances are, you've experienced scent branding.
That's right. And yeah, we said experience there is the key verb from that sentence. EXPERIENCE is how we spell this word experience. To experience, it means basically to be there for something, to feel something, to see something, to be in the presence, or to be somewhere at a time when something happens. If you experience a live concert, that means you're actually there. You're not watching it on TV. If you experience a feeling, like the feeling of fear or joy or love, that means you've actually lived through something where you did actually feel that. You're not reading it in a book. You're not remembering a story from another person. It was your life. It was your time to be there. It was your experience. For example, what would it be like to experience what it's like to fly through the air like a bird? Ooh,
that would be cool.
Most people don't get that experience.
Yeah. So the article continues and says, even products can be a part of this type of marketing, which we've kind of talked about.
Yeah.
It gives an example. It says, such as Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Play-Doh. Oh, the children's construction clay.
Yeah, you kind of make it into all sorts of stuff. It's different colors.
Oh, it does have a very special smell.
It does. Now, there we mention the word product. P-R-O-D-U-C-T. Product. Product is a noun, and it's basically a thing made by a company. Something that is produced, which is the verb that relates to it. For example, this electronics company makes a number of different products. iPod, CD player, computer parts, and so on.
Things that we buy are products. So let's look at this smell that is associated with Play-Doh. It says a researcher named Martin Lindstrom did a study on the smell of Play-Doh. So they've actually researched the smell. And what did he find?
Well, he found that children recognized the scent. Remember that word from yesterday? Children recognized the scent right away. And adults who smelled it immediately thought of their own childhood.
Yes.
Another word from yesterday, immediately. Straight away, they went, oh yeah, that reminds me of, like we were talking about, the smell of cut grass yesterday, reminding me of mine. Now, we saw the word recognize there as well.
That's right. This verb is spelled R-E-C-O-G-N-I-Z-E, recognize. It's basically to see something and to identify it, to know what it is. How do you know who your friends are? Well, you'll recognize them. If you're walking down the street, you'll see a person, they're the right size, and then they might turn around and their face is that person's face. That's why you say, hey, that's my friend, because you recognize them. You can recognize things by seeing them, by hearing them, like a favorite song, or by smelling them. You might be able to recognize the smell of your own house or your own bedroom or something like that, because everything has a smell or has a special look or a special sound, and if you've come across it before, you'll probably recognize it.
For example, I recognize this song, but I can't remember the name of the singer.
Oh, I hate that.
I've heard it before. We also saw the phrase right away in that sentence, which means exactly the same as the word immediately we looked at yesterday, at once. For example, please call an ambulance right away. This man is having a heart attack.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
Yes.
Right now.
No time pass. Mm. Back in the article, it says, Samantha Goldworm of the scent marketing firm 1229, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, 1229.
1229
sure.
Says that successful scent branding takes local culture into account.
Okay, so marketing smells that kind of mean a lot more, be more to British people, Canadian.
Sure.
So the smell of maple syrup, for example, may just get you feeling nostalgic and homesick.
No.
No?
Okay. Not really.
Oh, well,
but it could. It could, possibly.
The smell of fish and chips might work for me.
Ooh, I would like that smell more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, in that sentence, we talked about this lady who works for a firm.
A firm, yeah.
Now, normally we see firm as an adjective, but here in our article, firm is a noun. It's spelled the same way, F-I-R-M, firm. And a firm is a business concern, and we especially use it to talk about a partnership of two or more people. We talk about, like, a law firm, for example. Another example is, this public relations firm has a number of very famous clients.
Oh, interesting.
They represent a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, and firm is very similar to the word company.
Pretty
talking
much,
about a
yes.
business organization. We also had a phrasal verb there, to take something into account. Now, to take something into account means to include it when you're making a decision or when you're making a judgment, right? So if you're taking things into account, you consider all of the things that could affect your decision or your judgment, and you're thinking of all of them. For example, you know, if you're taking a trip to the beach, you might have to take the weather into account.
Absolutely.
You can't just assume that it will be a beautiful sunny day. What if it rains? You have to take these things into account or include them when you're thinking of everything when you're trying to make a good decision. For example, it's important to take local laws and customs into account when you go traveling. For example, take your shoes off when you go to people's homes in Japan. That's their culture. Take that into account.
And it's the local culture that this firm is taking into account when they come up with their smells. They're thinking, what is going to be good for local people or what is going to be bad for people in this area? The article explains a bit bit more and says that people tend to like the smells that they grew up with or find in their environment.
They recognize them.
Yeah, that makes them feel, you know, it reminds them of childhood, makes them feel at home, all of that kind of thing. Calls up pleasant memories. Now, in that sentence, we saw the verb tend, T-E-N-D, tend. And if you tend to do something, it means you regularly or frequently behave in a particular way, or we say that something has a certain characteristic that it displays pretty often. For example, I tend to drink tea in the morning and coffee after lunch.
Oh, that's what you
usually
do.
That's my regular habit, so I tend to do that most days. Cup of tea in the morning, coffee after lunch to kind of wake me up for the afternoon again.
Yeah, so things you usually do or generally do, you could say you tend to do. Back in the article, it's, for example, light, airy smells work best in the U.S. So light, airy smells like lemon or something very fresh.
Yep.
Kind of like that. While laundry smells work better in the UK. The smell of laundry soap or clean clothes.
Yeah, like the sort of smells you get when you do a wash.
Yeah.
Okay. Works for me. Well, like we said, airy. Something that's airy is kind of like fresh air. So it's a smell that's not too strong or too heavy. It kind of makes you feel like you're outside or the windows are open and there's a bit of a breeze. For example, the rooms in this hotel are well lit and airy.
Oh, okay.
It's not too stuffy. It's like, I'm out in the open. It's clean. It's fresh.
Very, very nice. However, it continues and says, she says that companies must be careful not to use too much scent in their stores. Yeah, you don't want to overpower the customers with very, very strong smells.
Yeah.
And that did actually happen once, didn't it?
It did indeed. The article says, for example, in 2010, people complained about the smells being too strong in Abercrombie and Fitch's stores.
Really?
So they went in there, this, you know, it smells too, the smell's too heavy. It's too much like flowers, maybe, which is okay in small amounts. But when they really overpower it, you just get a feel a bit uncomfortable, stuffy, almost sickly.
It's making people sneeze, and the biggest problem, of course, making them leave the store very quickly.
Maybe they felt they couldn't breathe or something. Well, they complained.
They would, absolutely. When you complain, this verb is spelled C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N, complain. When you complain, basically you tell someone that you're not happy with something. There's something you don't like. There's something that's not meeting your expectations. I don't like this. This is too bad. I could do this, but now I can't do that. You're unhappy, you complain. You express what you're unhappy about. You tell people what you're unhappy about. For example, we complained about the poor service to the manager of the restaurant. The waiter was rude. There was a fly in my soup.
Bought the wrong meal.
Burnt my steak. It was very bad.
Everything.
And we told them about it. We complained.
Okay. So the article explains that the brands, that's the kind of products or stores
the companies,
we talked about branding, the brands that have been most successful in scent marketing use subtle, appropriate smells.
Very, very cool.
Okay, subtle is an interesting word because it's spelt quite differently from how it sounds. It's spelt S-U-B-T-L-E, but we say subtle, so the B's silent. And something that's subtle is hard to notice, hard to describe, usually because it's quite delicate, it's understated. It just kind of affects you, but you can't quite say how it does. Okay, for example, I didn't notice at first, but this restaurant has made some subtle changes to its decoration.
Oh.
So maybe it's made a few small changes, put a few flowers here, moved a poster here, changed the color from like lime yellow into sun yellow.
Very interesting.
That's a subtle change. Something that's not a big change, so it's not, oh, it's obvious. So obvious is like the opposite word.
So there's just a little hint of something there if it's subtle. And something that's appropriate, that adjective is spelled A-P-P-R-O-P-R-A-P-P-R-O-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R-A-P-P-R R-I-A-T-E, I should say. I tripped over myself there. If something's appropriate, it fits the circumstances. We often think of clothing as something you need to be appropriate with, or your behavior should be appropriate. Clothing and behavior. For example, if you're going to a wedding, don't wear a bikini and play loud rock music.
Unless it's a beach wedding.
But it has to fit the circumstances. Generally, a wedding might be at a church or something. You wear formal clothes. Mm-hmm. You have to be very sort of quiet and dignified and respectful. That would be appropriate. It would fit the situation. For example, you need to wear appropriate clothes to a job interview. Again, swimming suits probably are not appropriate.
No. The article kind of finishes by saying, after all, the nose knows what it likes. Careful there, because we got two noses, one with the noun and one with a verb. Mm-hmm. We also saw the phrase, after all, which means in the end, or when everything is considered. For example, we'd better leave soon. After all, we don't want to be late. And we need to wrap up this lesson now. After all, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, our question for today is the opposite of the one from yesterday. Mm. What is your least favorite smell and why?
Least favorite smell?
Well, there's hot garbage.
Hot garbage would be a good one. A dirty bathroom.
Oh, no.
You know, on a hot day. Hot seems to make bad smells worse.
It does. Bananas.
Bananas.
That's a personal one. I really can't stand the smell of bananas.
Really?
There's a chemical in bananas that just doesn't sit well with me.
Really?
I really hate it.
Very
just one of those things. Yeah.
So even if it's something like a banana cake or
candy? Don't want to eat it, don't want to touch
like
it, don't want it around me.
Very, very
what about
interesting.
Yours?
Okay. I don't know if I have any strange ones. There's actually quite a few bad smells that other people would not like that I kind of enjoy. Chodofu, I kind of like stinky
tofu.
With,
took me a while.
Old cheese. You know,
blue cheese is good.
I like the smell of that. So it is very, very personal. You're right. There are certain smells that everyone else in the world would be like, I love that smell. But certain people, like you with bananas, would feel, no, it's very, very bad. You're all wrong. What about you guys? What is your least favorite smell or the smell you kind of hate the most?
Mm-hmm.
And why? Tell us about why.
Maybe you had a bad experience.
Yeah, did you get attacked by a banana?
Not that I remember. Maybe when I was very small.
Did a banana break your heart?
It did.
Okay.
We're out of time now, but thanks for watching us these 2 days for English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
See you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Branding through smell. Chances are, we have all experienced scent branding, even if we didn't realize it. Even products can be part of this type of marketing, such as with Play-Doh. A researcher named Martin Lindstrom did a study on the smell of Play-Doh. He found that children recognized the scent right away, and adults who smelled it immediately thought of their own childhood. Samantha Goldworm of the scent marketing firm 1229 says that successful scent branding takes local culture into account. People tend to like the smells that they grew up with or find in their environment. For example, light, airy smells work best in the U.S., while laundry smells work better in the U.K. However, she says that companies must be careful not to use too much scent in their stores. For example, in 2010, people complained about the smells being too strong in Abercrombie and Fitch stores. The brands that have been most successful in scent marketing use subtle, appropriate smells. After all, the nose knows what it likes.
Vocabulary Review. Experience. Jane experienced many bad dreams while staying in the strange old home. Product. Our company makes a number of products. including jackets, shirts, and pants. Firm. Oliver recently started working at a law firm in New York. Tend. Nina tends to stay up late, even when she has to get up early the next day. Complain. Several people complained that the store's workers acted rudely toward them.